Florida News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House expected to vote this week on a resolution advancing the Biden impeachment inquiry. Dealing with the smallest of majorities, the House Republican leadership is working to round up the necessary votes to formalize the inquiry. Former President Trump deciding not to return to the witness stand today at a civil fraud trial in New York. He says he very successfully and conclusively testified last month. And he tells the New York Young Republican Club he is being politically persecuted and is enduring it for all Americans.
Every time radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. I'm being indicted for you. These are not indictments in the traditional sense. These are Biden indictments against their... This is just against a political opponent.
Also at SRNNews.com, the cleanup and the grieving underway across Middle Tennessee, where at least six people died, many homes were destroyed in devastating weekend storms.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
It sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his life.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below.
Se volcó el otro trailer.
The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military attacking Hamas targets in both southern and northern Gaza. At the same time, terrorist rockets continue to land in Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68 points. This is SRN News. Religion is a dirty word at many workplaces.
According to a poll released by Pern Candola, about half of workers in the U.S. and the United Kingdom say they feel uncomfortable making references to their faith on the job. About a third of them also say their bosses don't like it when they ask off for religious holidays. The survey involved Christian workers as well as Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists. The U.S. has strong protections for religious freedom, the U.K. less so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An NFL player teaming up with a Christian ministry to help kids in the third world. Every time Falcons punter Bradley Pinion drops a punt inside the 20-yard line, $1,000 will be donated to Compassion International. It's called Punts for Purpose, and 12 other NFL punters have signed on as well. Pinion, who is a Christian, has been working with Compassion International for some time and sponsors two children in Tanzania. This is SRN News. There's a new nuclear missile on the way, a gigantic ICBM that's called the Sentinel.
The Air Force says the $96 billion Sentinel overhaul involves 450 silos in five states, their control centers, three nuclear missile bases, and several other testing sites. Officials say while the changes could improve the efficiency and quality of life on the bases, it also creates problems the Minuteman missiles have never faced. Jason Walker reporting.
It's a leading barometer of inflation. It's due for release tomorrow. The Labor Department will issue its November report on prices at the consumer level. Overall, inflation didn't rise from September to October, the first time that consumer prices collectively hadn't risen month over month in more than a year. Analysts expect prices remained flat from October to November. More details at SRNNews.com.